see, there's this thing. Consciousness includes, definition of consciousness, it includes everything and judges nothing. Okay? There, it includes everything and judges nothing. That's the access consciousness definition of consciousness. It includes everything and judges nothing. What if you could include all of you? All of you and judge none of you. What would that be like? I mean, can you imagine how friggin' phenomenally awesome that would be? Because the thing is, you'd walk around with a sense of space, a sense of ease, a sense of peace all the time. And no matter what anybody did to come at you to try to compress you into this, you'd be like, why would I do this? This feels so much better. So here's the thing, guys. How much have you made yourselves wrong for trying to head towards that which makes you feel better? Can we change that shit now, please?
Yes.
Everything that doesn't allow it, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Ow. Wow. You've actually somehow decided that that's a wrongness to head towards what makes you feel good. Is that insane to anyone else? I mean, because then you think you're being selfish or you're being wrong, but that's because you only ever judge you anyway. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? You somehow think you're this bad, terrible person who's always in judgment of everybody else, so you shouldn't have anything good, but you could never have that point of view if you weren't just in judgment of you. Am I making sense? Did I lose you guys a little while ago? Okay, so everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yes?
I love the statement, consciousness includes everything without judgment. Is it actually possible as a human being to come upon a situation where someone is inflicting harm on someone else and not have a judgment, but still have the presence of mind to do something to end the harm being inflicted?
Yes. Absolutely. In fact, that's the only time when you can change it. Okay? That's the only time when you can change it is when you're not functioning from judgment, because when you're functioning from judgment, you take yourself out of the realm of possibilities. You try to come to the right conclusion. You try to do the right thing and not the wrong thing. You try to end the thing that you've decided is a wrongness, that you're judging as a wrongness. So you can have an awareness. Here's the weird part that is very important to start to get, which is that a lot of you will have what you would call a negative awareness. In other words, an awareness of where somebody is selfish. An awareness of where they're mean, an awareness of where they'll take from you. And you think, oh my God, I'm judging them as selfish, as mean, or as taking from me. What if that's an awareness? What if there's no judgment attached? What if it's just like, well, this is how this person is choosing to function? Does that make sense? Okay. So, but on the other side, you'll also do the other side, which is where you'll take a positive thing, a positive judgment, and decide it must not be judgment because it's positive. Let me give you an example. Have you ever decided that someone you're in relationship with was perfect? I have totally never done this myself. Except every single time. And with my fiance, I judged her as perfect. Except she was really not very caring for me, not really very kind to me. She wanted to marry a doctor, period. And even though I was just a chiropractor, I wouldn't fit the bill. Wow. Notice that energy? Are you aware? Notice that energy, and that energy is how she saw me. Okay? Everything that brought up. Everywhere where you're like, wow, I want to kill her. How could you do that to sweet Dr. Dane? Everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy it creatively.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyonds. But I judged that she was perfect. Therefore, and the thing with the judgment is, when you make a judgment, nothing that doesn't match that judgment can come into your awareness or into your world. What? So when you judge somebody as perfect, they can do mean and vicious things to you and you can't even see it. Have you ever been with a friend who was with someone in a relationship where they were so mean? And you were like, and you didn't want to say anything, but finally you said something. Are you aware this is mean? You're like, them, they're not mean. It's my fault. What? It is not your fault. But they had had so many judgments that they were wrong, that the other person was perfect, that they needed the other person, that the other person was better than them, that they got themselves embroiled in this mess where they couldn't see anything else possible. So what judgments do you have that are keeping you from perceiving what else is possible? Everything
not
that is.
Good enough.
That I'm not good enough. We may not need microphones.
Good,
what's that?
Not doing it good enough.
I'm not doing it good enough. By it, what do you mean? Everything that is, times of God saying, we just trying to create it, please.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Ooh, hey. Okay, we're going to have a little competition.
Thanks.
With the microphone runners.
Awesome. All right.
Man, this
old
on? Guy totally
yeah.
smote you on that one. Dude! And I'm just saying, you know. You got like 6 months on him.
So
almost as old as I am.
Yes. Could you describe then the difference between a judgment and awareness?
Yes.
Which one is...
So the difference between a judgment and an awareness is, with an awareness, there's no charge and there's no need to hold it in place. Okay, with an awareness, no charge, no need to hold it in place. So for example, when I looked at my ex-fiance and I went, wow, she's really selfish. I didn't do it from, oh my God, what a mean, selfish bitch. You know, I didn't. Although I probably would have been accurate had I described it that way too. I don't have to worry, she'll never watch anything I do, so it's not a problem. I'm not going to get sued for libel at any point here. Because I'll tell the judge, for the last time, judge, I don't want a divorce because... Anyway. But if I looked at her and I went, wow, this person is really selfish, that would have actually been an awareness. Because by the time I was willing to have that awareness, I had no charge on it. That's how you know it's not a judgment, when you have no charge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the biggest way that you know. And the other part is, when you have an awareness of something, if you're not trying to make the person wrong for being that way, it's an awareness, not a judgment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I could have looked and gone, oh, I can't believe she's so selfish. But I didn't. I went, wow. And another way you know is when you get tears in your eyes when you think about it. Because it's like, when I finally got the awareness of how selfish... this person was, I was like, it made me so sad. Because I could see that it didn't have to be that way. But what finally gave me the awareness was when she came to me after I'd been doing Access, and I finally started getting happy, and I started having a sense of space and sense of me. And I started seeing these things happen in people's lives when I'd work with them. And I'd come home literally laughing and crying at the same time with tears in my eyes going, oh my God, you can't believe what just happened. This person just did what they said with so much like that. After a couple months of that, she came to me one day and said, sweetie, could you stop doing Access, please? And I looked like this. I was like, I went, why? What? She said, well, she's like, I really can't explain that to my friends. Literally, this was what she said. And she said, I mean, chiropractic is weird, but at least I can kind of explain that. At least you're a doctor. And in my head, I was going, no, I can stop. I won't stop doing Access, but I will stop doing you. Once a month. Anyway. Was that out loud? So I think maybe I need to turn down my internal monologue a little bit. Just awareness. So that's the difference. So thank you for asking the question. Did that explain it?
Yeah.